Hello.
I believe I'm speaking with Sophia.
Yeah.
This is James Cooper, ma'am, from Groove Publishing House. How are you doing today?
From where, sorry?
Groove Publishing House, ma'am.
I'm not sure what is that about.
It's regarding about your book. A few weeks ago, you just visited our website regarding about the book publishing. So, can you please tell me a little
Yeah.
bit about your book, please, ma'am?
No, that's not a book, and that's not a book. It is about the research article. It's a
Okay.
ghostwriting, you guys, ghostwriting company, correct?
Yeah, exactly. We also
Yeah,
provide the
yeah.
ghostwriting services as well.
Yes, yeah. That was like, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, so it was quite a while. So I don't know who I reconnected at that time with.
Okay.
But it is not about the book, it was about the research paper
No
to be
problem, no
done.
problem. We will also provide you the ghostwriting services as well. So today also we are running an offer in our company. We are just providing the services like in $500. The publishing services and the ghostwriting services, editing, proofreading, typesetting, and also provide the 10 premium platforms publishing services. And also you have any illustrations want to design, we will also design the illustration in this package. And also you will design the book cover front and back. We will also provide the book cover designing services in this package. So how about that?
Okay, so I have few questions. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I have few questions. Unfortunately, I had very bad experience with one of the ghostwriting company that did take money, did not deliver anything, or rather they delivered, it was an acceptable service or whatever quality. So my question is, how do you guys work? Because this time, if I go for anything, I will not pay anything up front compared to what it was already when I paid, and there was no project done, no delivered, and everything was rejected. So how
First of
do
all, when you will create an account with our company, we will assign a dedicated project manager for you who will be a mediator with you, between you and the ghostwriting services team and the designing team, okay? And he will contact you on each and every step on the daily
Yeah,
basis through
it was
the email.
exactly the same situation. Yeah. I went through that. I already
Okay.
went. It's always the middle person. Yeah, that's not still a response to my question. How do you guys operate? First of
Which
all, do
company
you
is it?
guys
Which company
bill?
is this?
Doesn't matter. I don't want to put
And how
them
much they
like
charge you?
to. Sorry, this also doesn't matter, right?
Okay.
That's irrelevant. But a
Okay.
question what I have is, do you have? Does your company have experience in research papers that were published in peer-reviewed magazines or journals?
Okay.
It's a question. Do you guys have a team, or do you have any writers that have experience publishing in a research peer-reviewed
We
magazine?
have a team. We have a team, and we have also an academy in a UK under the name of Leo Tolstoy. Okay, and also the company in the New York under the name of Groove Publishing House. Okay, we have our
Right,
own
but I
publishing
guess
house, so
I'm
we have
asking
a
a little bit
dedicated
different.
writers. Yeah, writers team
I'm
in.
asking if they have specific expertise in some research topics in medical type of field.
Yeah, exactly. They can easily write on these types of the researchers paper, and because they are experts, and we have already like published autobiography and like fiction or non-fiction or these types of books according to the research.
This is what I'm not interested, right? Like what I said at the beginning, I'm not looking for literature books. I'm
Yeah.
looking specifically for research manuscript to be published in peer-reviewed magazine, right? Sure.
Can I transfer your call to our writer, our dedicated writer
Yeah,
team?
you can do that.
Just
Yeah,
bear with me.
definitely.
Just hold on. No, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, ma'am.
Yes, hi.
Okay, let me transfer your call to Miss Angela. She's a ghost writer services, and he will tell you each and everything regarding about the ghost writer services.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hello? Yes?
Hi, am
Hello?
I speaking with Sophie?
Yeah.
Hi,
yes,
Sophie.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. So I guess I have a few questions. Do you guys have expertise in writing research papers that were published in peer-reviewed journal and magazine?
Yes, we do.
It is not, especially in medical topics,
mm-hmm.
health sciences, not books, not publishing books, but or bestsellers. No, I'm not interested in that. What I want to know, you have expertise in research type of paper that was published in peer review magazine or journal. So if you have a writer, senior writer who has medical background or health sciences and also main thing has research expertise in order to be able to write research manuscripts.
Yes, we do have, people who are basically interested in, who are basically expert in different, genres, all right? It's not just the medical field. We have multiple other, things that
yeah,
we are,
I don't need others. I understand. I'm not interested in others. I want to know what I want to know, right? That's why
so
I want
to. How soon would you like to get it done?
Sorry?
How soon would you like to get it done?
Okay, first question, how do you guys operate? Unfortunately, I already had quite bad experience with ghostwriting company, like literally recently,
mm-hmm.
when the project started. And this time, I'm not interested just to pay up front until I see the quality of the paper because, unfortunately, the experience I had was that a project was not delivered and the quality of the paper was garbage pretty much, like maybe written by
what
somebody who is
you
not
went with?
Yeah, I don't want to say that name, that wouldn't be proper, right? But it wasn't your company. It was another ghostwriting company from California, doesn't matter. So I don't want to repeat the same thing on my side.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of assurances and even they sent me a lot of proof how well they published research papers. So going through that terribly horrifying experience, I don't want to repeat it. And it depends how you guys operate, right? I'm not paying upfront anything. I definitely will pay when I see the quality. It's not a concern.
Mm-hmm.
But upfront, until I see the quality of the paper, absolutely none. Because as I said, I had terrifying experience. So I think that's the main reason for, yeah.
What the best we can
I can
get you connected with our senior medical experts, okay, and along with their help, you can start writing the research paper. But absolutely, we're not going to complete it until and unless we get the payment. But absolutely, we can get you, some sample works as well and some introductions and everything like that. So you can have a look at what our quality looks like.
Fair enough, yeah. I don't definitely. No, of course, like I understand that the finished paper will not be done until, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a concern. It's definitely, yeah. And also, I want to emphasize that even without talking about money, I want to emphasize that it has to be, as I said, research manuscript, but the
mm-hmm.
restriction is that the student who needs it doesn't have access to lab or participants,
mm-hmm.
so the regular I don't know how you call it, primary, secondary, like the methods of statistical mm-hmm. analysis will depend on that, because the student doesn't have any access to lab or any access to people, to participants.
Okay.
The topic we were thinking about was nutrition type of topic,
okay.
if possible, and we are flexible. We tried before impact of sugar taxes on obesity, but it didn't seem to have a lot of statistical data. So we are flexible with the topic in nutrition area. So it's kind of half medical, half health sciences.
Okay.
We are open to topic from your person, but it depends what the background of your person is. He,
okay.
she has to really understand what we looking for, and especially the restrictions that student does not have.
Mm-hmm.
Student does not have any lab.
Well, that's an issue since we do the research papers, so we have access to multiple places where, you know, where young generation cannot even access that. So that's not an issue. We have a strong database. We can use that.
Yeah, database is probably the only thing that we can ask for to get the data from, and it has to be sufficient type of data, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it has to follow, obviously, all the PRISMA requirements. So it has to be standard, classical, the one which is published, but published not just in any a magazine or whatever, it has to be published. Like, I want to make sure that the writer is very understands what is PRISMA requirements
mm-hmm.
before we even talk
okay.
anything.
No worries. What I will do, Sophie, I will, you know, ask with my team, okay? And there will be some initial requirements that we would be needing from your end. Okay, and I will be sending you a questionnaire that you would need to fill out. So just make sure to be brief as much as you can, all right? We'll start working on your project, and we'll start delivering you some, you know, let's say, introduction, background,
sure.
and,
sure.
you know, some headings like that. If you like the work,
we
you may pay
that.
And continue. Okay?
Okay, that sounds more fair. Now, for completed project, how many pages would it be, and what is the price for that work?
Well, that depends. You know, could you tell me, do you have any word count limit or any page limit? And that also depends on how fast you are looking to get it.
I don't know what the average for manuscript, for research paper, and in the peer-reviewed magazines, I think it's like 15 pages or something. But
mm-hmm.
that I don't know, because I personally definitely don't have any background or a lot of knowledge of the research as an area. But I think that kind of I heard a number of pages in terms of how quick. It had to be done a few months ago, and the project totally failed. So
mm-hmm.
it depends also, well, it's all about quality more than anything right now, and all about getting the paper in a state that we can send to the peer-reviewed magazine that
okay.
can publish that in publishable state, right? So how quickly? I don't know what the level of your writer is. Like, it has to
mm-hmm.
be quickly, because
okay.
unfortunately it had to be done by the end of July, and I didn't get anything so far. As I said, the experience was horrifying to me.
I understand. Well, that, you know, the best we can do, because research is something that takes time and takes a lot of effort. So the best I could say will be by the end of September, if you are going to work with us simultaneously. Let's say whenever we are going to send you anything for the approval, if you approve it on time and if you give us the revisions and everything on time, then it could be done, you know, by the end of September. And the pages are going to be around 15 to 20 that usually the research papers have.
Do you guys have experience publishing in peer review magazines? I think that's a question I have as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I will send you some of the samples as well.
Okay. You can, you know what? Yeah, I definitely want to see it. I do have to say the previous company that failed sent me wonderful samples as well, attractive, and they also had the project manager who apparently deals with that, which didn't. So I am very non-trusty at this point, unfortunately, until I see what I see. Well, we went through terrible experience. Yeah.
Everything that you are going to do will come up with 100% money-back guarantee. And prior to that, we are going to deliver you some work, and then you can make your decision based on that. Okay? If you like the work...
Okay, that sounds fair. Yeah, that sounds fair. That sounds fair. So at which point, again, the topic is flexible, which gives you flexibility, right? It's nutrition. And as I said at the beginning, it was a rate of the sugar taxes on obesity, but it didn't have any, it didn't seem to have a lot of data. So we are flexible with the topic. But we do need to know what the topic is under the umbrella of the nutrition.
Sure, sure. That's not an issue at all. We will basically be giving you some, you know, some topics as well from our end. Okay, if you like any one of them, good to go. If not, you may ask for more. And because the topics that we are going to give you will be basically the one that we have a lot of data, right? So if
right.
you choose any one of them, that will be great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, as I said, I will be flexible if possible under nutrition because at the end of the day, the student want to have her supervisor from university in nutrition subject basically to serve as supervisor, right? So that was the main reason for nutritionist umbrella. But within nutrition, there is also, I guess, different topics. Yeah, we're flexible
Absolutely.
With that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not an issue at all. So... you know, we can absolutely assist you with that. And as far as the cost is concerned, you know, the best, because, you know, the timeline is crucial and research paper takes a lot of effort. So the best we can do is going to be around $1,200.
How much, sorry?
$1,200.
$1,200, wow.
Mm-hmm. Because I can assure you the quality.
Yeah, unfortunately, this assurance right now is very verbal to me. It doesn't mean a lot at this point. I didn't see the documents. I was assured multiple times, and I didn't receive what I paid for. So I appreciate your assurance, but it doesn't mean a lot to me until I see the quality of the paper. There is nothing to
talk about. That is what
so,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the work, and then we're going to charge you, right?
Okay, that's okay with me if the student accepts the introduction or topic and introduction and approach for how statistical data will be collected and everything. And I also want to know the background of the writer and what is going to be the response time from the writer side to us because... everyone is promising to whatever number of hours, and it never respected, it never followed. So.
I understand. Well, might be if you have, you know, one bad experience, that doesn't mean that everyone is bad. I believe
yeah,
understand
I understand.
Exactly.
I absolutely, yeah, but it was, anyway. Because I called quite and tried to reconnect with couple companies, I may not have your data, so it would be good if you guys send to me all the information. I don't know what contact info on your site you guys have about me. Probably, obviously, phone number, I guess, right?
Yeah, that is right. Give me one moment, let me see. Okay, are you there?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, can you provide me with your email address?
Okay, so it is Yelena. Oh, give me a second, I will write it so I can spell it for you. Just give me a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to spell it, E like Echo, L like Leo, E like Echo, N like Nancy, A like Apple, M like Mary, I like Ice Cream, R like Rob, E like Echo, T like Tom, S like Sam, K like Kilo, I like Ice Cream, at protonmail.com. It's P like Peter, R like Rob, O like Oprah, T like Tom. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So I will be sending you everything in the email, okay? And you can have a look at it. Just give us the information that we require from your end. I'll start working on your project, and if you approve it, then, you know, you can pay, and we will do the rest of the work.
Yeah, we can do that. But it, most probably the approach will be piece by piece. To a certain degree, I'm not going to pay the entire amount up front. I will tell right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, yeah. So when you basically later on price it, just keep in mind it will be piece by piece. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time, Sophie.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.